Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I am concerned, and I am not alone. Remember the skyrocketing interest rates of the late 70s and early 80s. Farmers and ranchers, along with other borrowers, were paying 12 and 16, 18% interest on loans. Farmers borrow money almost every year to finance fertilizer and seed and chemicals, machinery, and care for and harvest their crops. The inflationary costs destroyed thousands of farms and all kinds of family businesses. My concern is that we are headed down that road again. Our debt costs are very low now, but the best way to hammer down inflation is to raise interest rates, and that's what they did in the early 80s. The Federal Reserve kept pushing rates up, and I was Secretary of Agriculture then. I met with our Federal Reserve Chairman, Paul Volcker, twice, encouraging him to cut the rates. He said that he had no choice. He had to fight inflation by raising rates. Well, I guess it worked. Rates came down, but businesses and families paid a big price. Now turn the calendar to today. Our U.S. government debt just passed $30 trillion. That's more than 100% of GDP. That is a number previously reached only during wartime. And for our government, the biggest risk will be the interest we will have to pay on all that debt. We've been getting along fine on near zero interest on our debt. But what if it goes up like it did in the 1980s? To pay the interest on our growing debt, we will have to raise taxes or just stack up more debt. I'm concerned about the explosion in government spending. Our government has been extremely generous with money handouts to help our businesses and families safely through the COVID-19 pandemic. But it's time now to put the brakes on spending. Our economy looks good, unemployment 4%, and I'm sorry to say, all the Congress wants to do is flood the market with money. We used to think balancing the budget was the right thing to do. A lot of our politicians don't seem to care much about that now. Free money and near zero inflation rates will fan the flames of inflation. And that could be a serious, costly road to bankruptcy for many small businesses and families. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.